And it's important as husband and wife that you are conscious of the need of each other, and you both take care of the need of each other whenever the need arises. It's very, very important, especially in this age of fitna. But again, when hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, when a man calls his wife to satisfy his need, she should come to him, وَإِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الطَّنُورِ, even if she's next to the oven. And even if she's busy, engaged, cooking in the kitchen, she should leave that and she should come and take care of the need of her husband. Now the objective of this hadith, the message, is loud and clear. That a wife should be conscious of her husband's needs. Likewise, a husband should be conscious of his wife's needs. Many marriages are breaking today because of this. Because we're not conscious of the needs of one another. I mean, I hear this all the time. Many men will come and complain that their wives do not take care of their needs. You know, when I've dealt with marital problems, and when you get to the bottom of it, you know, the man will say, you know what? She doesn't take care of my needs. And because she doesn't take care of my needs, okay, every time, you know, I want to satisfy my need and my desire, she'll always complain of a headache, or, you know, she'll use the kids as an excuse, whatever. She'll look for a way to get out of it. As a result of which I made sabr, but then it got to a stage where, because I was deprived, I went elsewhere and the marriage came to an end. But at the same time, there are men that wrong their wives. There are many men out there that will have something on the side. Halanki, it's haram. I've already told you the consequences of zina a few weeks ago. Because it's the dumb thing in this day and age, people think it's fine to have a wife at home, astaghfirullah, who cooks and cleans, and is, you know, treated like a slave, and something on the side for you to enjoy. So something on the side for you to enjoy, you fulfill your own need and desire and the needs of this woman. But the one at home is non-existent. كَالْمُعَلَّقَ. She's not like as if she's married, and nor is she kept, and nor is she kept as if she's divorced. And we just leave her like this. And because women are naturally timid and shy, you know, they don't feel that they're in a position to actually express things like this. So that's why it's important. What will they do thereafter? Zahir Bata, if you do not take care, if your need is not taken care of, you'll turn to zina. You'll fornicate, you'll commit adultery. Likewise, if you do not take care of the need of your wife, what will happen? For how long will she make sabr? She'll also resort to zina and adultery. And before you know it, the marriage will come to an end. This is why in Islam, this is something which is halal 24/7. 24/7 is halal for you to approach your wife. Likewise, vice versa, for her to approach you and you fulfill your need. Even when she's pregnant and even when she's breastfeeding. But again, one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, you know what, I thought of prohibiting ghayla. Now ghayla is fulfilling your need when your wife is breastfeeding. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I thought of prohibiting ghayla, but then I remember the Romans and Persians do this, and it doesn't harm their children. So the Prophet ﷺ then didn't prohibit ghayla. So it's permissible day and night. The only time it's not permissible is when your wife is on her periods, when she's menstruating, and when she's in the state of nifas, when she's given birth to a child. You know that bleeding, postnatal bleeding, that's called nifas. These are two times when it's not permissible for you to fulfill and satisfy your need.